Shopping for a mortgage. Shopping around for a mortgage takes time and energy, but it can save you thousands of dollars. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, also known as the CFPB, recommends that you compare loan offers from at least three different lenders. The internet and newspapers are a good place to start this search for banks, credit unions, mortgage lenders, and mortgage bankers. If you work with a real estate agent, you'll want to also ask him or her for a recommendation. Ask the lenders you selected for a pre-approval. Pre-approval means that the lender takes a look at your finances and estimates how much you should be able to borrow and at what interest rate. These pre-approvals will let you see what kind of loan prices each lender offers so you can compare them. You'll want to get all of your approvals within 45 days so as not to impact your credit score with spread out credit report requests. In general, the longer it takes to repay your loan, the lower your loan payment. Most buyers choose a 30-year loan since payments are lower. For a 15-year loan, payments are typically higher than for a 30-year, but your loan is paid off in 15 years, thereby avoiding the extra interest paid for a 30-year loan. While not very common, some lenders may offer other lengths like 20 years, 7 years, or even 30 years. Loans also come with fixed or adjustable interest rates. With a fixed rate, your interest and monthly payment will stay the same for the entire life of the loan. With the adjustable rate, your interest rate is usually fixed for the first few years of the loan, but once this fixed rate period expires, the rate will adjust at regular predetermined intervals based on the market. This means you will need to be prepared for your payment amount to increase. Your interest rate details will be included with the information you will receive from your lender. There are also many different types of loan programs for different circumstances and groups. If you will make a down payment of 5% or more, ask about Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac eligible loans. These loans are commonly called conventional loans. If you are making a less than 5% down payment, check into the FHA insured loan. If you are a veteran, you might qualify for a VA guaranteed loan. When buying rural property, the purchase might qualify for a USDA sponsored loan product. And if you are a first-time home buyer with low to moderate income, there might be loans available through various state programs. After you've decided on your lenders for pre-approvals and your loan type, it's time to compare your loan offers. You'll want to first start by comparing the basics of the loan, such as length of the loan, interest rate, down payment amount, and monthly payment amount. For the adjustable rate, are the payment adjustments and interest rate capped or floating, and will the interest rate go down if market rate interest drops? Next, you can compare the rest of the details that will affect your overall cost. Some of these things you'll want to know will be when your payments will pay off the principal amount of the loan. Does the payment include property taxes and insurance, or will you pay those separately? Will you be paying upfront fees, points that reduce the interest rate, and what fees and costs are included in the amount you are borrowing? Once you see your loan offers, let the lenders know you are comparison shopping and ask if they can do better. There's no harm in asking for a better deal, and you just might get one. But you'll want to make sure that the lender doesn't lower one fee while raising another or lower your interest rate and raise your points. You can receive free help by calling the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau at 1-855-411-CFPB and speaking with a representative who can connect you to a HUD-approved housing counselor for free. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed the show. I'm Jeff Sorg.